Alexandra, one of the supervisors on the floor. How may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. Hi, my name is Dawn, and Riley called me, the main headquarters of the bank, my bank, and was asking me about some several charges, and I had went in prior because my house payment has bounced twice, and it's actually listed on my bank account as lawn and garden.
Okay. But, well, they transferred the call over to me. So what's your first and last name again?
It's Dawn, D-A-W-N. Last name is Ambrose, A-M-B-R-O-S-E.
Okay. The account and order is put coming up that you just spoke with someone. So I do see here on this account that it looks like you were trying to order a ice maker back in September.
No. Sorry.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, they've already closed the account. Let me look at the account further. Now, what the fraud team will do is start an investigation. They'll give the IP address of the cell phone or the computer that was used to place this order to the local authorities. That will help us figure out who placed this order.
Okay. And the bank has done that, and they had noticed that it wasn't coming from my phone, and that's why they called me.
Okay. So in the meantime, what we will do is reverse the charges, and the fraud team will start an investigation as well. Hold on one moment.
Awesome. You can ask.
Okay, so you'll get the email when the refunds are requested, and they'll post back to your card in 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, is that all of them, or do I need to, because like I said, some of them are, what actually showed up on the account was lawn and garden.
So the company, this company manufactures a number of other products, so there were only 3 charges on the account, and that's what we requested to be refunded.
you're saying you only did three charges?
Right, there are only three charges that went through. The other charges were declined by the card. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. I'm just, I don't have the paperwork in front of me. The call kind of caught me off guard. I'm trying to figure out, what was the amount?
There were two charges for $56.95 and one is $7.95.
Okay, so y'all didn't do any of the $9 ones and the other
$7? No, just those three. Just those three charges.
Okay. And, all right, hold on. I'm trying to find a pen. I'm sorry. I have just walked in the door. So it's $3.56.
It's $2.56.95 twice, and one is $7.95.
Hold on. Can you hold on just a second? Let me try to grab a pen.
Uh-huh.
Sorry about this. Hold on. I got one, thank you.
Are you back?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for holding. I apologize.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and if I have, all right, tell me again. I am so sorry.
Okay,
you're
so $56.95 twice.
$56.95.
Mhm. And one, the third charge is $7.95.
Okay, and that will be returned when? Hello?
Can you hear me?
I can now.
Okay. You will get the email first, and then you'll get the refund 3 to 5 business days after you get the email. The email is going out to donambrose69@gmail.com.
I don't use that one, but I guess I can. I use Dawn underscore Twyford at yahoo.com.
Okay. So, yes, ma'am. So, once you get the email, it will post back to the card in 3 to 5 business days.
Okay.
Back to the
now
visa.
That's what I have the question about. My bank closed my card out.
So they were credited back to the new card.
Okay. All right. And how does that work?
It will go back to the new card that they have on file for you at the bank.
Oh, okay.
Mhm. You can let them know that the refund has been requested, but it will post back to the new card. We have to credit the card that's on file, the card that was charged, and the bank will take care of the rest.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Thank you so much for calling customer support.
Thank you so much. And what's the name of the place?
The name of what, ma'am? I'm sorry?
What's the name of y'all?
This is a third-party call center. we are customer support for the company that this order was placed through.
Okay. All righty. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer support.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.